97.4 Kill FM, your number one hit music station, is the very proud supporter of the WKD Intermediate Cup. Over the last few months, myself, Gareth Stewart, and the rest of the cool crew have been going to the tie of the round to catch up with some of the players, the managers, and the all-important fans. The fifth round of the WKD Intermediate Cup took place on Saturday the 21st of February. The tie of the round was played at Limavady Showgrounds between Limavady United and Donegal Celtic. The sun was shining, the pitch was in great condition, and the fans were out in their masses. During the first half of the match, I caught up with Limavady football team's physiotherapist, Stephen Haslam, who had this to say.
The physiotherapist for Limavady football team. The first half was pretty quiet there, but since we've gotten to the second half, it's been a bit more hectic. Two of our guys just a bit injured there, but still playing on.
Stephen Lowry and
Lee Patrick. New striker there, should hopefully try and do some work for us.
Limavady United had a lot of players off an injury. One of them was Gareth, who had this to say.
Stephen Lowry's playing rightly, says. The whole team's playing rightly at the minute, so we go, wouldn't they go miss.
Another player off due to injury was Pat from Limavady United. During the first half of the game, he told me this.
The first half was very scrappy. The second half, we've been well on top, and we're hopeful our two strikers can maybe get a goal. Like, big as this, I mean, all you can do is we can get them ready tactically. We can't get them ready mentally. They must turn up at games prepared to play and prepared to go. We can only do things on the training ground, but we can't get them mentally ready to play, and they shouldn't need that. I mean, it's the best feeling in the world when the football game, you know. But we're doing well. Last couple of weeks, we've had a couple of dodgy results, but we're still well up. Good chance of winning the league and getting promoted in the Premier League. So hopefully it'll go well between now and the end of the season.
Another supporter for Limavady United who was keeping a very close eye on the match was former player Gary Brady. Gary Brady made the move from playing football to Gaelic, but is still a big supporter of Limavady United. He told me this about the league so far and also on today's match.
Hopefully Martin Cutmore left back there. He's making a few runs going up and down the field there, but Paul Owens as well on the left hand side as well is doing a good job. But to be honest with you, I can't see goals coming. 1-0, I think that's the way it'll finish. To be honest with you, it's probably a season they forget so far. A few bad results, and I think we're just trying to get this season over us and maybe hopefully improve next year and get a few decent players on board.
15 minutes left of the match and Donegal Celtic scored. The fans went wild, and the commercial manager Chris told me this straight after the goal.
Well taken goal by Davey Mosser in the back of net. We thought it was actually going to finish up 0 each and play to Dave, but we've done well. We've held our own for the first half. Paddy Kelly's had them in the changing rooms and had a good talk to them, and hopefully that the match will finish up 2-0. But the crowd's actually missing Liam Watson and Barry Spence due to yellow cards. But hopefully next week against Tobermore, the boys should be back ready for the play again. Stephen McAlorn, he's captain here. He's been missed for half a season. He's come back and he's shown his strength. We Eamon McAllister as well. And we Shanto have played out of their skin. Davey Monster and Kieran Caldwell have held their back, the back four solid. And well done to Niall Murphy, the keeper, who's been outstanding. Even though we have Dicky Brown, who's on the change, who's been on the bench, back from injury. And we'll give it another 2 weeks before he's back in as a number one keeper. He's been deeply missed by all the fans. And hopefully we should take it away and take over the league from Portadown. Good luck, Donegal Celtic.
Barry Spence, the player for Donegal Celtic, was suspended but hopes to get back into action next week. After the first goal, he told me this.
Five yellow cards in the last five games next week. Hopefully I've selected. I think it's Tobermore at home. Well, it's a bit scrappy today. Boys are doing well, but just going to have to grind out a result. Big Davey Monster, he's been excellent today. Scored a great goal. Could finish 1-0. Scrappy game, there's not been much chances, but we'll see what happens. We've a couple of hard games coming up. We've put it down at home, Ards away. There are two sides that are hoping to go up as well as us, but hopefully we'll be there at the end of the season.
The WKT Intermediate Cup, the fifth round, and the person who had the very hard job of choosing the man of the match with John McCrossan, a long-term committee member. On the day, he chose Niall Murphy from Donegal Celtic as the man of the match. The final results in the day was Donegal Celtic 1, Limavady United 1. The match went to penalties and Donegal Celtic won on penalties. Donegal Celtic 4, Limavady United 2. Other results in the day, Knockbreda beat Armagh City 3-1. Banbridge Town were beaten by Portadown 3-0. And Dundalla 4, Tobermore United 0. That match took place on Saturday the 28th of February. So the teams making it through to the semi-finals, Portadown versus Knockbreda and Donegal Celtic versus Dundalla. Stay tuned to 97.4 Kill FM, the very proud supporter of the WKD Intermediate Cup, for all the latest match info, the scores, and indeed catching up with the players, the managers, and the all-important fans.